healthy life.
Right off the bat here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we tee it up with our friends from Talk Radio News. My favorite, Victoria Jones, joins us. I think she's outside of some restaurant somewhere in D.C. shivering. I hope it's a good restaurant.
It's not bad. We just had our Talk Radio News holiday party, which is still going on, which I stepped out of.
Ooh, okay, so that means open bar, because that's Ellen Ratner's bill, so that's open bar for everyone, right?
Everything's open, yes.
Oh, I wish I was there. All right, so Jay Carney's probably not at this affair, although who knows, maybe if you invited him, he would have stopped by. But he was kind of coy, I guess, a little bit at the briefing during the day. He was asked a bunch of different things, including, of course, the fiscal cliff stuff. But the president just came back from Connecticut in that horrible tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary. And one of the things that came up was assault weapons and a ban. What was he saying much about that?
Well, that was one thing he was asked about, and he said that, yes, the president has always supported the ban on assault weapons. When he was asked whether he would specifically support Senator Dianne Feinstein's ban, which she's going to introduce on the first day of the new Congress, he was coy. He wouldn't say whether he would. Now, maybe that's because he doesn't know what's going to be in the bill, so he's not going to say one way or the other. But again, he was asked about, you know, what the president's talking about, you know, what he was talking about when he talked about using power of his office, having these, you know, talking with all these people. And again, he said he didn't have any proposals for us, and he didn't have any specifics for us, and well, when was he going to do this? He didn't have a timeline for us in the coming weeks. He didn't have anything for us. He was asked if he would endorse Senator Joe Lieberman's national commission that he came up with on Sunday. He wouldn't endorse that either. It sort of said, you know, people have good ideas or something like that. But again, he wouldn't even endorse that. So he wouldn't be tied to anything other than to what the president himself said the previous night.
Wow. Wow. So I think we know that that debate, and you've seen it before, that it's been shut down, but I think that debate's going to be kicked wide open in January. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes, I do. When you've got somebody like Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, who has got an A rating with the NRA, who's an avid hunter, and who is the one who in 2010, you'll remember this, made an ad in which he shoots a rifle at an environmental bill, I think it was, that became very controversial. And he's coming out saying there has to be a conversation and that everything has to be on the table. Then you've got a serious conversation about to take place.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one last one. The esteemed senator from Hawaii, dead at the age of 88, a lot of people remembering him. Did you ever get a chance to interview him or talk with him?
I had talked to him in the Senate. I never did a personal interview with him. I had come across him in both in the Senate, in the corridors, and at news conferences that he and other senators held. I'd always found him to be a very charming, elegant, well-prepared, extremely, one of the most, really, one of the, a gentleman, that's what I would describe him as, a gentleman, the gentleman.
Wow, and a lot of people, he really had friends on, nine-time senator, he really had friends on both sides of the aisle, so that says something. Yeah, definitely. All right, enjoy your party, Ms. Victoria. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course, as I mentioned there at the top, people thinking about Newtown and the fact that the funerals have started there. A couple of interesting notes to how the folks are healing or certainly trying to heal, and so many people reaching out to them. Golden retrievers were sent to comfort the survivors of the massacre. And I what I really like is because so many people are struggling to try to figure out what they can do. What can I do? How can I help? Can I send anything? What can you possibly send to these people that will help heal them? But I love the idea that this Lutheran charity group, they sent about 10 golden retrievers, And what they did was they sent the dogs out to mingle in the town, because retrievers are like little teddy bears. And so the dogs have traveled around the country to comfort people after some major disasters. The retrievers are known for that. That's what so many will do. They're called healing dogs, if you will. And there's other names for it too. Therapy dogs is probably a better name. And retrievers are the number one dog for that. So often in disaster situations, that's exactly what happens with these therapy dogs. And I love the fact that they sent the dogs to Connecticut. There are other things that are happening there as well. Some interesting ways that people have reached out to the folks in Newtown, especially the parents, the families that have had to bury young children. You know, with flags flying at half mast in Connecticut and, you know, around the country, you can't help but think about these kids every single day. Today I went to the post office, and what did I see? You know, the flag, the giant flag, half mast. Of course, we know why that's happening in all your nooks and crannies. It's the same thing, and you start to, your mind goes back to the, geez, 20 kids. It's just crazy to wrap your head around that. And how do you get back to normal if you're living in this town? How does it ever feel normal? And I think the fact that so many are doing whatever it is they can, whether it's through dogs, cards, teddy bears, flowers, memorials, things that they're setting up, bravo, because the more people reach out, I think the more the people there are embracing whatever it is that people are offering up. And then after all of this takes place and all the funerals are done, more conversation needs to take place, not just there, but in the Capitol, on the Capitol, when we come back after the break. And it doesn't have to be about the I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, we can't seem to ever find any middle ground. There has to be some middle ground that we can find in this situation to come up with a way to stop the pain. As the headline I read today, incomprehensible, and it would be to me incomprehensible if these kids died. We had some conversations right when it happened, and then all of it went away, and nothing changed in the schools, or nothing changed when it comes to mental health or looking for warning signs or whatever it might be that's part of the broader picture of how do we do our best to try, if we can, this from happening in other places. Maybe some other place the kids will survive because the person with the gun, the deranged person who comes into a school with the gun, will be stopped before he can get to the kids. Wouldn't that be great? Congress is going to hold a tribute to the Connecticut victims. We'll talk about that. And also gun control on the flip side. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It was evident to me that there was a reluctance to tell parents and loved ones that the person that they were waiting for was not going to return.
Know that you feel the same as I do. Is it three?
That was the voice of the governor, Governor Malloy from Connecticut, talking about, and you can hear him choking up, how difficult it is to, or was, to announce to the parents that their kids were one of the 20 that had died on Friday. We're talking about Newtown, the heartbroken, mourning, idyllic little place 45 miles outside of Hartford where they are burying babies thanks to the act of a deranged 20-year-old who came into the school and went to the classroom and happened to go into that first grade room. There was a story that emerged, a story that gives you hope of a little girl that we hadn't heard about who played dead. She was in the class where all of her friends had been killed, and she was laying in their blood and faked that she had been killed, and she was able to escape once he had killed himself and the first responders came in. So she survived. She ran out to her mother and said, you know, I played dead, but my friends are dead, made a comment to something like that, where she hasn't been identified, but she is the lone survivor of that classroom because he went into the class, and that's exactly what happened. After getting through several adults, he ended up picking that classroom, and unfortunately those kids are no longer with us, and their parents are probably still grappling with the why as they make the funeral arrangements, and a couple of the funerals already have taken place in that Connecticut town. So we move to what they're doing there besides mourning, and there is a group that has been formed, and the group is about banning, for one, assault weapons. As I just said, wouldn't it be awful if we had yet another horrific, mind-warping situation where so many people are killed, kids are killed, and adults are killed. And we have this big discussion, and people get enraged by what happened, and then it just stops there. So in Newtown, there's a group called Newtown United, and they're saying that now that the country's eyes are opened to what's happened here, maybe something powerful could come of the shooting. And I would say bravo to that, but pretty tough to have conversations about weapons when you're in the middle of it. And the conversation about the weapon that we're talking about is the assault weapons. So they formed this group just a couple of days after the 20-year-old killed his mother and then drove to the elementary school where he opened fire on the first graders that we've been talking about before he turned the gun around on himself. 55 people plus went to the first meeting, and they're growing in big, big numbers. Many of them gun enthusiasts who like guns, want to still own their handguns, but want to get rid of assault weapons. So they're talking about creating a public gun owner registry and restricting the amount of ammunition a person can actually buy. Some say they may go a little bit further than that. So you have some people in the town that are part of this group that say yes with the handguns, and enough is enough, though, with assault weapons. It's time to do something there. And then some that want to take it even further than that. Do you think it's time to do something about gun reform, gun control reform? Do you think that this would curtail your rights as a gun owner? Because I always say this, express this on the show, that I am absolutely a supporter of the Second Amendment, but I'm not the supporter of people who are mentally ill getting guns and wreaking havoc on college campuses like Virginia Tech, and what the one crazed out of his mind gunman did there, Chu, where he killed 33 people. And now we have 26 in the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary. So is it time to look at some specifics? Is it time to really open up the discussion instead of being closed about it, even if you support gun rights? Now, the three weapons, and we've talked about this much more than I care to, but the three weapons found near his body were the semi-automatic .223 caliber rifle that was made by Bushmaster, and the two handguns, a Glock and a SIG. I've talked about that already. The shotgun was also found in his car nearby when they searched the car. And the weapons, we know this whole saga now. The weapons belonged to his mother, Nancy, who he shot in the face, shot her several times, killed her. She collected guns. She shot them. She went to gun ranges. They were legal. The mother and son who killed her even went to a range together from time to time. Their most recent outing was just 6 months ago. People keep talking about, well, why didn't she lock them up? He was obviously not right. She knew he wasn't right. Why wouldn't she have them in a locked, locker somewhere? Why wouldn't she have them put in a place where he couldn't get them, where she could easily have access to them? And the answer is she trusts him around the guns, it seems, because they had gone out to a gun range just 6 months before this has happened. So I think the key thing for me is the history of someone, the mental illness history. Looking at that, I think that there needs to be more analysis here. Look at what his history was. Talk to other people who knew them. Really pull the pieces together and get a as much as possible a real handle on what this 20-year-old Adam Lanza was about. One, because it gives us a portrait of what we might be able to see in the future if somebody else fits a similar personality, and we've seen this with some of the other shootings, but also to retrace what happened to try to figure out if there was anything, if anyone could have known, if anyone could have really intervened in this. If the mother was taking him to go and shoot, I don't think she was concerned about this. She wasn't concerned about him doing what he did and going after her, or she would not have had the guns available to him. I'd have to believe that. I have to believe that she felt comfortable and was not thinking that there was any possibility, not so much of a mass, him being a mass murderer, but of there any danger to herself with what was happening with her son personally and in his life and in what she was grappling with, the mental illness that he was suffering from, or autism, or what some people are saying, and other forms of that. So should we call out for a change? Does something need to really, really change in America when it comes to assault weapons? Or is it a slippery slope? Is it terrible to see this happen? But once you go down the "we'll ban this," then there's the possibility that other things will be banned. And I think that that's how many, many, many gun owners used to feel. But more are saying the opposite. More are saying they don't want guns and ammunition and certain things touched, but are willing to discuss the assault-type weapon. They're willing to open up the floor to that. So we have focused on that a little bit here on America Tonight. If you want to be part of that discussion, if you want to throw in your two cents, I know many of you own guns. How do you feel about any discussion over laws that are uniform, better checks, that kind of stuff? What could we possibly eliminate that might be an obstacle to somebody who wants to grab guns for this use? What could be an obstacle that we could put in the way of them? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And I suppose the mother is the picture, the piece of the puzzle, rather, that we don't know. And the picture of what was going on in their house, we have no idea. Only from what neighbors are saying, and there is a little bit of a conflicting report there. He was troubled. She was having troubles with him. He had been homeschooled at one point. He was a child of divorce. Eventually they divorced when he was in his teen years. So what the house was like and, you know, what he was living with and what their relationship was is the key, but we might not know the answer. They're looking, trying to piece together anything they can from his computer, but he smashed his computers, so they're trying to do whatever. The FBI is trying to do whatever they can to scrub up the hard drives and see if they can find some emails and get a better sense of, was there a warning? Was there something that could have happened that might have turned around Lanza and not even gotten to the point where he went to that school to kill all those kids? Stay with us.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He was the kind of man, in short, that America has always been grateful to have. An iconic political figure of his beloved Hawaii, and the only original member of a congressional delegation still serving in Congress. He was a man who had every reason to call attention to himself, but who never did.
He is certainly one of the giants of the Senate. We will all miss him. That's a gross understatement.
All right, they're talking about Senator Daniel Inouye, and he was from Hawaii, a longtime senator, 9 times elected, longest actively serving U.S. senator, died at 88. He passed away from complications, respiratory problems. But if you remember at the top of the show, I asked Victoria Jones, who covers Washington, D.C., and has for quite some time, if she had had any dealings with him, and didn't do any one-on-one interviews, but talked to him when she was up there, and said he was just a really well-liked guy. And he, in her words, she described him as a true gentleman. He was elected to the Senate in 1962, along with Senator Ted Kennedy, the same year. He got a Medal of Honor when he was a U.S. Army captain, and he represented Hawaii for such a long time, since it first got statehood back in 1959, and he was elected to the House that year. And he often served on some pretty important committees. Every once in a while, you would see his name pop up, and he was definitely well liked on both sides of the aisle. He was somebody who could cut across the differences, and he was a lifelong Democrat. And again, last words were aloha. That's what they're saying. They're saying his last words were aloha, because he knew he was sick, and he knew. He told his family he could feel that he was slipping, that he was going. But, wow, how about that? So in no way now not, you know, no longer with us, but had left his mark on politics and was one of the last standing men who truly enjoyed a hearty debate and knew that he could try to work with anyone, even if their opinions were vastly and his, their ideology is vastly different from his own. Boy, couldn't we use a few more of those people that had the reins of our legislative branch in their hands. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on America Tonight. We've been talking about Newtown a lot and looking at all kinds of angles, the conversations that people are having across the country. Starting into the week on a Monday, naturally, having a weekend off and things, more things coming out in between. I always say this show is about the buzz in your backyard, and I guarantee the buzz in your backyard at some point, sadly, was over the loss of life. And what does this mean? Are we eroding as a society? People are talking about violent video games. That conversation jumps up again. Weapons bans come up again, and you know, there have to be some things that could be kicked into place. I've already suggested a few things. I don't think it's that radical. I've gotten a few emails from people who don't agree and a few that say, absolutely. What about police? What about police actually having a bigger presence in a school? Not meaning that, you know, I'm not talking about driving around patrolling on the outside because that's already being done. I'm talking about a guard at the school, an armed gun, a former police officer, that kind of thing. Because where others are saying, well, what about teachers? Let's get the teachers armed. Many teachers are uncomfortable with the idea, even if they like guns, have guns, know how to shoot them, are uncomfortable with the idea of introducing guns into schools for fear of the unthinkable in a different way of who could possibly get their gun. So what if you had an off-duty police officer? What if you had those kinds of people that could be in the school? The presence could make such a big difference. And if nothing else, one thing to look at would be bulletproof glass. I've worked in a couple of studios. In fact, every studio I've worked in has had bulletproof glass. And there it's a workplace, so you could say, well, it's a workplace, it's a big company, it's a CBS, it's a Clear Channel. It's a different kind of thing to deal with versus putting them in schools, and then what happens when something goes on in the school and you can't get out of the school, so you're locking yourself in. And would there be a way around that? And I think there is a way around that. In the case of Sandy Hook, they had practiced what if somebody came in. The kids knew what to do. They knew to duck under desks and all that sort of thing. And it wasn't just a fire drill. They knew that other things could happen. But nobody in the front office had any kind of a firearm. So you got a 20-year-old who gets in. You're not going to take him down. You can fling your body into him. And sadly, that's what the principal did as she was trying to protect the kids. But immediately she was taken down because she had nothing to fight back with in that case. So you could say, well, what if a principal, like pilots are, many of the pilots, was trained to use a firearm? What if they were really trained and comfortable with a firearm? And boy, just the image of the principal and in coming in and having a sidearm like a Charlie's Angel seems odd. I think the idea of the guard is 10 times better.
I know when I was in high school and Columbine happened, it was the end of my sophomore year, and I remember my junior year, so it was the, you know, over the summer, they hired a police liaison, I guess is what his title was. And
yeah,
he was an on-duty sheriff who worked at the high school, and he had a gun on him, but it was more of just, I mean, I remember kind of palling around with him a little bit. He was a nice guy, and he was one of those, it's like, okay, you know, if somebody was getting in trouble, and then he'd deal with it and things like that, but it was known that he did have a firearm on him. And so that happened, like, that was my school's reaction after Columbine.
So there you go. So thanks for sharing that, Matt. So there's the perfect thing. He's saying the reaction is what you just heard, his story. When I was in school, we didn't have that. I went to a giant school, too, and I was thinking about this the other day. There were a lot of ways to get into that school, but we had four, if I'm talking about high school, we had 4,000 people in my high school. Well, it was like a little mini city. Pete in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Pete.
Good evening, Kate.
Hello.
I got to thinking on this, and you've got the common denominator is impaired individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a guy with a concussion. He shoots his girlfriend. Okay, you've got a drunk individual, has a car wreck, kills his friend, and then you've got mentally messed up individual with a firearm. These people don't need to have firearms at all. And she should have put those guns away a long time ago. Very dysfunctional family. You can answer from interviewing the 24-year-old brother, the accountant. He can tell you exactly how dysfunctional that family was. If I was investigating, I would interview that individual.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, Pete, because, you know, they did talk to him. His name's Ryan. They did talk to him, and there was confusion where originally it was thought that, oh, well, maybe he's involved in this. But you're right. If somebody really sat and went through what the childhood was like, what he was like at home, what he was like at going to school and starting from the younger years, and what the parents' reaction was to him, then I think, meaning his brother, the shooter, Adam Lanza, if they could get, that's what I said before, if you could really get a composite of him, how much would that help for the future in putting together what could be other troubling people, some red flags you may see in other people. But I agree with you. I think she should have put the guns away, not been at a gun range with him 6 months before this happened.
No, this has been a festering problem with her. It had to be. And now she's got, this whole thing's got the country stirred up one more time. And you know, everybody's in a panic again. And cooler heads need to prevail.
Yes, cooler heads need to prevail. That's why I think that we need to take something from this, because I'd hate for this for these kids, in a sense, to die in vain. I think there are things that can happen. But every time an incident happens, like Portland, Pete, which we were talking about last week, and then this, automatically we go directly to the ridiculous.
Yeah, you're looking at impaired individuals that, you know, the guns don't kill, the people kill. It's just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very, very sad way to go. But me personally, I've had a couple of guns where I've had to pull the guns, but it's a show of power. I never had to pull the trigger.
Mm. Yeah, and you wouldn't want to pull the trigger if you didn't have to, would you?
No. Mm-hmm. I have individuals come into my apartment unannounced and unwanted, and I pulled a gun on them. They immediately settled their problem down, and we got logical, but they left. They all went to jail.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand weapons, and you're comfortable around the weapons, and that's a big difference. You know that if you have to use force, you're completely prepared to do it, so there's no hesitation. But you also know, Pete, in pulling out the weapon, you knew that you would have had a chance to calm down the situation, and then they were hauled off, and that is exactly how you hope things play out when you're a gun owner and you understand the right to defend yourself.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Segment of This Hour in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can always weigh in on thoughts in light of what happened in Newtown. That's not going away. And the conversation is flowing. Let's hope it leads to a few things, and certainly things more than just memorials for these kids. I hope they live on in other ways, and I think they will. I think there will be a lot of things that will come out of this horrible thing that happened there that may lead to a few changes in maybe the way schools view guards, as Matt was talking about what happened in his high school after Columbine. Maybe we'll see that, and I think it is wise, because if nothing else, that has to be a bit of a deterrent. When you know somebody's there and they're armed, and you go in and you're trying to go in and cause the mayhem and the chaos and the death that Adam Lanza did, you've got someone that's immediately there to respond to your actions, and so many more lives would be saved. Hopefully, all lives would be saved, but I would think that there would be a much better chance of that than being completely in a situation where you are just trapped, just like Virginia Tech when Chu locked the doors and went in and had lots and lots of rounds of ammunition and was able to spray people immediately, and there's no way to defend that unless you were armed, unless somebody was armed and they could have taken him out. Some people think it's too extreme to have any kind of a gun on an elementary school campus or middle school campus or in a high school or even at college. Even at college, and just rely on the patrols that go around. But I think that certainly isn't enough. So keep the number handy, and if you want to chip away at this, you can ring in at any point of this show, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. All right, on to a couple of other things that I found interesting, including the fact that, with so many people focused on what's happening in Connecticut, there are other things that are going on to keep an eye on that don't have to do with guns or kids or some horrible thing like that happening. But our friends in the Middle East are doing a few things, like Iran claiming that they've captured drones. They're like the boy who cried wolf. We've got another drone. We have an incoming drone, a drone here and a drone there, and we have a collection. We have a museum of U.S. drones. I was reading a story about the naval chief of Iran's Revolutionary Guard claiming that they had captured at least two other drones before unveiling a downed Scan Eagle earlier this month. There was controversy over that. There was a news agency that reported it, that the two other, that there's two other drones that they've got, but where they took them and all that stuff, we don't know. The U.S. Navy says none of their drones were missing from any of their recent missions, but some might have fallen into the sea in the past. There was no comment from the U.S. Fifth Fleet in Bahrain. And I don't think they necessarily want that out there. Oh, yeah, that drone that fell into the water. Iran picked it up, and then they're claiming, we have another drone. We're collecting the Americans' drones. We have them if you are looking for them. Doomsday is nearing the Mayan calendar. We've had an astrophysicist on the show to talk about it. We had a storyteller on to talk about it. We've had a lot of people actually mentioning what they believed to be truly what the Mayans meant. If you look at your calendar, Friday, December 21st is a date the Mayans, according to their calendar, prophesized that it would be the end of the world. And that was the movie, remember, 2012. And there's been other movies that have been made dealing with this, what some people think is fact. This is going to happen. Others who look at the Mayan calendar say, oh, no, it's the end of the calendar. That's all that symbolizes. In China, they take this stuff seriously. They've actually stopped 101 people. They gave us that exact amount, 101 people, for spreading rumors that the world's demise is impending. It's going to happen. Their state-run news agency reported that police confiscated DVDs and brochures and other propaganda in the arrest that they made in 8 provinces across the country. In rounding them up, they're saying that it's not true and it's not the end of the world, and they don't want them spreading that news that the date would symbolize this. Is it? Nearly half of the people that they pulled in for prophesizing that the end of the world was Friday, December 21st, were members of the group Almighty God, which is also called Eastern Lightning. And they're a Christian sect, apparently, some kind of sect. And they preach that Jesus has reappeared as a woman in central China, has been accused of kidnapping and beating Christians to force conversions. Yeah, that is a propaganda type group. So they were picked up. They were picked up for insisting on throwing out the warnings to anybody who would listen to them. And China said, no thanks, we won't have any of that. So what better way to stop them but to come up with the charge and arrest them? You have predicted the end of the world. This will not do. We will not stand for that. So you're going to come with us right now. There is something about living in the free world, isn't there? It is different, or we hope. That's why we fight for those freedoms, because I've heard some pretty bad stories. Good stories and awful stories about people being pulled over and things that they're being charged for, but nothing like what I was just talking about there in China. Oh, you're predicting the end of the world. That can't be. There's no freedom of speech here. Don't you know that? Oh, come on. Aren't you aware of that? And the fiscal cliff, it does come back to that after all. Apparently, we may be getting a little bit closer, if not, on December 26, once Congress is dismissed, they'll be back again to try and work on it. But the rumor is that the president, who's been meeting with John Boehner and having conversations with him, that the two are getting closer on taxes and cuts. If Boehner can sell it to his crowd, then maybe they'll come up with some sort of an agreement. And like it or not, once it's voted on, it is what we have to live with. So what is Boehner giving up and what is the president offering? That's what I want to know. What's the tax number? What specifically are we talking about before the automatic cuts rain down in the 1st of January? I guess the president offered to cut discretionary federal government spending. Initially, there was none of that in it. His latest is $200 billion divided between defense and non-defense programs. So the two met again to try to have some kind of a discussion. This is their third meeting. They've met for almost an hour. It's their third meeting in 8 days. So they're trying to accelerate this conversation. They're trying to make this happen. Neither side actually favors, and we know this to be sure, to be certain rather, neither favors any kind of income tax rates that would get us back to 1990s levels on income. So that most likely is not going to be part of that conversation. The mouthpiece that roared from the White House, Jay Carney, said that more work needed to be done because, you know, these rumors are starting to fly around. So we'll see. Deal or no deal.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.